This is the Mainly Plants podcast. I am Ryan Furman. I'm a certified plant-based nutritionist. You can find me online on Instagram at Mainly Plants. I think Facebook's probably the same for those who still use Facebook in that regard. You can email me, ryan@mainlyplants.com, or you can just go to the website, mainlyplants.com. Let's see here. Just a little housekeeping before we get started. So podcasts now, new episodes are going to be coming out on Monday or Tuesdays of every week, towards the start of the week. I did a poll on my Instagram. That's what people wanted. That's what people are getting. If you didn't vote, or if you don't follow me on Instagram, it's a good reason to, let alone just the recipes and food ideas that I share on there. I think that's it in terms of news. But yeah, this one's gonna be pretty quick. I'm leaving town tomorrow. I got a ton of shit to do to get ready. I did want to put out an episode this week, since I told people the new one would be coming out Monday or Tuesday. So let's see. I want to talk this week about adrenal glands. I'll refer to it as adrenals. Super important to keep them healthy. They kind of go hand in hand with hormones and getting your hormones and not just hormones, but, you know, full gambit of blood tests at least once every year. I hope that the last episode made an impact on at least some of you and you've scheduled your visit. If you haven't, what in God's name are you waiting for? I don't understand. I'll never understand why people don't get their health, their blood tested, get their health in check. You might think that it's in check. You might feel fine and there's something that's off. For instance, I'm one of the smaller percentage of people who has hereditarily high cholesterol. And I'll be honest with you, for whatever reason, I forgot to reorder a bottle of my red yeast rice with CoQ10. My cholesterol levels were damn near good. I wouldn't say perfect, but damn near good from where they were, especially from where they were, you know, just a couple years ago. They were extremely high. I forgot for about a month to reorder it. Got my blood tested, and they are super high again. Luckily, cholesterol is something that you can get in check very fast. They can get it turned around very fast, so I'm doing that. But it happens to the best of us, so go get your blood tested. But let's get into adrenal glands. So adrenal glands are small, triangular-shaped glands located on top of each kidney. And they are vital in certain hormone production. All right, they produce cortisol, adrenaline, which is also epinephrine, and aldosterone. And they play a crucial role in the body's stress response by releasing cortisol and adrenaline when faced with stressful situations. I had super high cortisol levels about a year, almost 2 years ago now. And I knew it. I knew I did because I was fatigued all the time. So my adrenal glands were depleted. I couldn't fall asleep. I would wake up in the middle of the night. I was always in fight or flight mode. That's the best way to describe it, if you always feel like you're in fight or flight mode. And my cortisol, I believe that the upper end of the range that doctors use is 17. And I was at 37. So, you know, I was almost three times as high as where I should have been. So, actually not three times, but a little over two times. Regardless, not good. And I started taking microdose of lithium at bedtime and at lunch. You don't really feel it. You don't get tired or anything. It's a very micro dose, but it helps helps suppress your cortisol production because you don't need to always be in constant fight or flight mode. And it's helped a ton. I sleep like a baby. But this is just one example, okay, of having high cortisol. So if you feel like that is a symptom that you have, constantly being in fight or flight mode, or always fatigued, your adrenals might be depleted. You might have high cholesterol. Or I'm going to keep saying cholesterol since I started with cholesterol, but high cortisol levels. Okay. Glutathione is also great for adrenal support, just in general, not just for cortisol, but think about your adrenal glands kind of like a full cup, right? You want them to be full. But when they get depleted, that's when you start getting really tired and your body starts feeling all out of whack. Glutathione is a great thing to supplement. The pills don't do a whole lot because it's not absorbed well by your body. You can do sublinguals, liquid, like a tincture. The best thing to do, and it's very, very inexpensive, is go get a glutathione push. It's like a mini drip. Takes about 5 minutes tops and super helpful. But go consult your doctor about that. Okay. Cortisol also helps regulate your metabolism, your blood sugar, your immune response, and the, like I said, the sleep-wake cycle. So very important. If you have super high cortisol, it'll slow down your metabolism. So meaning that you will keep extra body fat on. You will also get sick more often. These are all things that I'm sure people struggle with, let alone the sleep-wake cycle. You know, I had the same problem with the not being able to lose body fat in certain areas, especially the midsection, especially the back sides, love handles, if you will. So it's important to get your cortisol checked, is my point. All of your hormones, but and the hormones inside your that the adrenals produce, but cortisol, very, very important. That might be the biggest one that you'll feel, that you'll noticeably feel. Aldosterone helps maintain your electrolyte balance and blood pressure, and it controls your sodium and potassium levels. So again, very, very important, especially if you work out a lot, if you are an athlete and you sweat a lot, if you are cutting weight for whatever reason, whether it be a fitness show or a competition, or if you're in MMA or boxing or something like that. But if you're very active, these are things that you need to keep track of. So go get your aldosterone checked as well. And adrenaline, the other one we talked about, is responsible for that fight or flight response. It produces that burst of energy during emergency situations. Excuse me. And you know, if your adrenals are all out of whack, you might get that feeling, that adrenaline rush when you shouldn't. That's your body kind of going a little haywire. Okay. And like I said, cortisol helps modulate the immune system and it regulates inflammation and immune responses. I didn't want to forget that part. But overall, just a balanced adrenal function, it supports stable moods and emotional well-being. Like I said, body fat, sleep, everything's tied to each other, right? So you can't just go and get a blood test for one thing and not the other. You need the full thing. Don't be cheap. I know that, you know, an extra $150 it's tight for a lot of people right now, especially right now, but there's nothing more important than your health. So I know that some insurance companies will cover it once a year. There's also mobile blood draws. I know here in Arizona, you should check where you are locally if you're in a different state. But here in Arizona, there is a mobile place that does it for a very, very affordable price where you can just do everything a la carte. And they usually post up inside a Bash's grocery store. But they're everywhere. You can go online and just search like mobile blood draw Arizona. Maybe type in Bash's as well. And you'll see, you can see all the pricing and everything. It's very, very affordable. But like I said, I understand things are tight. You need to feel good. And you know, it doesn't matter how much money you have if you feel like shit or if you're dead. Okay, not to scare you people, but sometimes that's what it takes. Adrenals also, you know, contribute to your sex drive and your sex hormones like estrogen and testosterone. So kind of weaving towards the hormone talk we had last week, if you feel like those are all fucked up, your adrenals might be screwed up as well. Or it might be because your adrenals are screwed up. See, everything's tied together inside the body. You can't just focus on one thing without focusing on another. It's very easy to kind of go off on a tangent, but it's important that you realize that everything is tied to everything. Excuse me. I got a tickle in my throat today. But I guess the point that I'm trying to make, right, is that keeping your adrenal glands healthy, it's crucial for just overall well-being, maintaining or managing stress, maintaining your energy levels, regulating your metabolism, making sure you have a healthy metabolism, just your overall well-being. You will feel so much better just from, if you need it, from taking a couple of pills every day. The adrenal support pills are over-the-counter. You can get on Amazon. They're relatively inexpensive, especially if you realize, you know, it's a month or two's worth. You know, taking supplements is kind of a pain in the ass. I take a bunch of them, but that's because I like the whole biohacking thing, and I like kind of messing around with body optimization. But you can get by with just the bare minimum. But again, go to your doctor, get your blood test. You can also manage your adrenals naturally without supplementation. Stress management, you can meditate, you can go to acupuncture, yoga, playing an instrument, stuff like that. Stress management is key. A balanced, healthy, whole food, plant-based diet, regular exercise, and by regular exercise, I mean at least 40 minutes a day, whether that be 20 minutes of weightlifting and, you know, 20 minutes of a brisk walk, whatever it is, right? For your body type, your age, whatever is, you know, getting the heart going a little bit, getting a little bit of a sweat on, feeling a little bit sore maybe the next day. I don't know. I love that sore feeling because it means that I'm doing things outside of my comfort zone. But 40 minutes of exercise at least 5 days a week. And adequate sleep. Sleep is so, so important. I'll probably do another episode on sleep. I think I did one way back when, but it's time we come back around to that. It's all these things are so vital to helping these glands, these adrenals, function at an optimum level so that they can produce the hormones in the right capacity. Okay, so go get your blood tested. If you are nervous or you have questions or comments or concerns about that, shoot me an email or a DM. You can DM me on Instagram at mainlyplants. I respond to everyone. Emails, I respond to everyone. Ryan@mainlyplants.com. There's no excuse, people. And until next week, go eat a salad.